General Motors is trying to repair its reputation and trying an old-fashioned approach, word of mouth. The company has been allowing employees to cruise around in its Camaros and Cadillacs, hoping they will enjoy the ride enough to talk about it. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
GM employee Amy Crandall is driving a brand new black Camaro this weekend. It's not actually hers. GM loaned her the car for a few days as part of its new Advocates program. Advocates must show their vehicles to at least one group of friends, family, or neighbors. But Crandall says everyone she knows wants to see the Camaro, so she'll be driving it all over southeast Michigan.
So I've been booked from the time I got down to my parents' area last night around 6:30, and I'll be booked until Monday night.
Crandall meets six of her friends in Royal Oak. Everyone gets a turn behind the wheel. One of the friends has brought her dad, Bob North, a 6-foot, 4-inch policeman who can just barely squeeze himself into the snug seat.
Okay, Miss GM, note the tall people have trouble getting in here.
North drives around the downtown and through a couple neighborhoods, and at the end of the drive, he offers a critique.
It feels good, it's nice and tight. You feel with the car.
But he doesn't like the placement and size of the rearview mirror.
This is not good.
Okay, I'll take that back.
And that is really hard to see what's out in front of you.
Okay.
Other than that, I like this car.
The Advocates program is part of a larger outreach effort the company began last June, the same month it filed for bankruptcy. GM began holding ride-and-drive events so employees can test drive the latest launches at their workplaces. Today, Jamie Cox is waiting her turn as workers outside line up the latest Buicks, Chevys, GMCs, and Cadillacs. She says it feels good to focus on the future after the terrible beating the company took last year. At her first ride and drive, she tried out a small SUV called the Equinox because a friend had asked her about it.
Then when I go to tell my friend about the Equinox, they can get that genuine excitement from me and the enthusiasm when I tell them about, you've got to see this cool feature, and it does this, and oh my gosh, that.
Today, Cox is driving another small SUV, the Cadillac SRX. In the passenger seat is Ed Whitaker, General Motors CEO.
Ed looks like he's in the recline mode.
You want me to push this up? This is my first ride in this car.
Whitaker likes the idea behind the ride and drives and the advocate programs. Get as many people as possible behind the wheel so they can make up their own minds about GM's products.
We're probably never going to get through to all of them, but it's human nature being what it is. Most people are understanding and will give you second chances. That's what I think. So, we'll keep trying.
These ambassador programs could eventually reach more than 21,000 GM employees, retirees, and suppliers, plus all the friends, family, and neighbors of people like Amy Crandall, who's been busy showing off that black Camaro. She says the off-hour duties may seem like work, but it's just a natural extension of a job she loves. Yes, the bankruptcy was traumatic, and yes, she is concerned about GM's recovery. But she thinks her employer's crisis actually had a silver lining.
Well, when you think about it as a person, if you go through anything just really tough, a trial in your life, for example, you always learn something and you come out stronger.
GM knows that it could take a long time and more than goodwill to rebuild its image, but the outreach programs are a start. In March, the automaker will expand the programs to include union employees throughout the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.